What's going on, everybody? You are listening to the Early Risers Podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Deem, and I am an early riser. Now, if you are a first-time listener to the show, I'd just like to welcome you. This podcast is all about helping you live a more effective life, and it's called the Early Risers Podcast because that's what I believe an early riser to be, is someone who's focused on living life more effectively. So if you haven't heard that term before, or maybe you have and you kind of assume what it means, when I say early riser, I don't necessarily mean someone who wakes up at a certain time, right? You don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. in order to be qualified as an early riser in my books. To me, an early riser is someone who wakes up earlier than they have to, but also uses that time for uninterrupted personal development. So you create some sort of a morning routine that allows you to set the tone for the rest of your day. And in general, the people who do this are the ones who are focused on living life more effectively because it's easy to sleep in, it's easy to press snooze, it's easy to stay in bed until the very last minute where you need to start your day. But if you do have the intention of getting out of bed and you are able to do that and do a morning routine before you necessarily have to, and you do that morning routine on a daily basis, then clearly you're focused on getting better. Clearly you're focused on wanting and being more out of this one life. So that's a little kind of background behind the name. Welcome back to the show if you are a repeat listener. I feel like it's been a long, long time since I've been on here solo. We don't have a special guest this week. We are going to be talking about something that is really, really, really important. And I've mentioned it a ton in the past, but I've never really gone into the full science. And my hopes with this episode are to convert people who aren't using this one technique and really allow them to change their lives with this, because it is something that can change the life of absolutely anyone. So that topic, to kind of demystify what I'm talking about, is gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful, powerful thing that we're really going to dive into this episode. My hopes are, if you are doing a gratitude exercise every morning or every night or throughout the day, that this episode is going to clear up some things that you may be doing that isn't necessarily right in the exercises, or maybe give you some tweaks that you can make to your exercises to make them more effective. Or I want this episode to really show people who aren't doing gratitude why it's so important and why it's necessary to be doing on a day-to-day basis. So before we get into the show, I do have a couple of housekeeping things. First of all, I want to shout out Valeria Nemtseva. Valeria, you are awesome. You are 2 weeks away from graduating with your nursing degree, and you are absolutely going to kill it. I want to shout out Lev for reaching out to me for your first year anniversary. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate you for being longtime fans. So that's awesome. That goes out to you. Kill it for these next 2 weeks, and I wish you guys the best. The second thing I want to talk about is a new ebook that I just released. If you are an entrepreneur and you find that throughout the day you kind of struggle with your energy, you know, maybe you hit that 2 p.m. slump and you just can't keep your eyes open. Maybe you're drinking 3, 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee a day and you're still tired. But if you are in that position, I wanted to put something together for you to help you sustain some energy throughout the day. I know that there are certain situations that you can't avoid. So basically what I wanted to do was put together this kind of compilation of 5 different exercises or techniques that you can be doing to instantly boost your energy in 2 minutes or less. And this is completely natural. You don't need any equipment. You don't need any supplements. And these 5 things can actually really, really help you boost your energy. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, you can check that out in the show notes, which you can find wherever you're listening: Podbean, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. Or you can check it out at earlyrisersmovement.com/ERM62. And if you head there, you're also going to see a lot of other information about the show. So the rest of the show notes are there as well. The third housekeeping thing is, if you are a listener and you get any value out of this show, this is a free show. I'm not charging anything for it. So my one ask is, if I provide you with value and you want to give back in some way, that you just head over to iTunes and you leave us a review and a rating. The more listeners that this show gets, the higher that it's going to be ranked on other different platforms, which is going to allow me to get better and better guests, right? So I'm really, really proud of what I've put together. I've gotten a ton of awesome feedback from the podcast, and I know that it's helping a lot of people out there. So if you are a listener, if you do want to give back, that's what I ask. I ask that you go to iTunes and you leave a rating and review, let us know what you think of the show, and yeah, that would be awesome, awesome, awesome. So With that being said, the final housekeeping thing or rule or whatever you want to call it is my current obsession. And like I said, it's been a while since I've done a solo episode, so it has been a while since I've done my current obsession. But I gotta say right now, I'm obsessed with a couple things, but I think the number one thing is a new program that I am in the process of developing. And this is something called the Peak Performance Masterclass. I've put a ton of energy and focus and time into developing this. And the purpose of this program is to help entrepreneurs not only sustain a healthy lifestyle and sustain energy throughout the day, but also do so in a way that boosts their productivity. Because I know health can kind of be a thing that sometimes isn't easy to sustain if you get busy. You know, sometimes it's the first thing that we give up when we get busy. But with this system and with this program, what you can actually do is increase the amount that you put towards your health while also decreasing the amount of effort it takes. And I know that sounds crazy, but basically I wanted to create a system that you could implement into your daily routine that didn't take time or barely any time, and that allows you to level up three different areas of your life. So that's your sleep, your nutrition, and your exercise. So really, really focused and really proud of this program that I've put together. I'm definitely going to be marketing it a lot over the next couple weeks, months, years. This is going to be my baby that I'm going to be focused on growing. So if you want to get in on the bottom, if you really want to test it out or check it out, I will also include a link to that in the show notes. I'll give you guys a special little discount for being podcast listeners. So make sure you go there and check it out. But with that being said, let's get into the show. Gratitude. Gratitude is one of the most powerful things for reinventing the way that you think about life. It's one of the most powerful things that will ultimately allow you to feel like your life is improving when in reality your attitude is the only thing that's changing. So in this episode, I really wanted to dive into like, what is gratitude? Why should you be using gratitude? And then different benefits of gratitude, as well as different actual exercises that you can do. So to start us off, I guess it's necessary to define what gratitude is. So gratitude is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. Gratitude is a trait and a state. People can have the trait of always being grateful, but you can also put yourself into a grateful state, right? So you don't necessarily have to always be grateful, but by doing these exercises, if you are having a bad day or you are stressed, you can actually change that through a gratitude exercise. So why gratitude, right? Why do we want to implement this into our daily routine? So gratitude is a funny thing, right? In some parts of the world, somebody who gets a clean drink of water, some food, or a worn-out pair of shoes can be extremely grateful. But meanwhile, somebody else over on this side of the world who has all the necessities they need to live and then some can be found complaining about something ridiculous. And I think what this shows us is that it's not a matter of your circumstances. It's a matter of your perspective about your circumstances, right? Because if you are rich and you're living a lavish life and you have everything you absolutely want and you're missing out on just one small thing and you notice it, that's going to affect you. Whereas if someone who has nothing just suddenly had all the stuff you had or half the stuff you had or even like a very, very small portion of the stuff you had, they would not worry about that one thing that was missing. So it really, really is all a matter of perspective. It's all about how do you see the world? What things are you looking at? And are you looking at the bad or are you looking at the silver lining or looking at the good? So what I wanted to do in this episode is go over 7 different ways that gratitude can have a positive impact on your life. And yeah, with that being said, let's just dive right into it. So number one, the first thing that gratitude can do for you is it can improve your quality of life. Now, as humans, we can sometimes find ourselves kind of lost in our daily routines, right? When we become accustomed to all the amazing things around us, we are more likely to pick out the bad things going on. That's just kind of how we are wired as human beings. And when we focus on the bad things continually, day after day after day, our brain actually begins to focus more on the bad things, and it just feels like more bad things are happening to us. So what does focus mean, right? So to kind of bring this to a science level, I want to talk about a part of the brain that is literally responsible for what your brain picks up. And I talked about this in the interview with Chris Bello, but I do want to just really do a recap for those of you who maybe didn't hear or forgot about this. But there is a part of the brain called the reticular activating system, or the RAS. And what this is for filtering out different parts of your life, right? So wherever you are right now, I want you to just like look straight ahead and see everything that's in your field of vision, right? See all the different things, shapes, colors, sounds. I guess here's all the different sounds, and just understand that there are so many stimulus coming at you every single second, right? If you're driving in the car, you have millions of things passing you, millions of different leaves and blades of grass and different trees and a whole different cars, different potholes, different parts of the road. Like there's so many different things going on. And as human beings, if we were to consciously take in and acknowledge all of those things at once, we would literally go insane, right? Can you imagine driving across the road and being 100% aware of every single thing that's passing you? You would have sensory overload, your brain would shut down, and you would not be able to even walk outside without just having a mental breakdown. So what the RAS does is it filters out the things that it deems as unimportant, right? If you're driving down the road, you don't have to know how many leaves are on the tree to your right. You don't have to see that little pebble on the road. Like, all the things that aren't going to affect you, your brain has been trained to filter out. So to kind of illustrate how this works, what I'd like you to do right now is just look ahead of you and look for something that is green, right? One object that is green. And if you're driving, you don't have to necessarily do this. But if you are sitting down or if you're in a place where you can, look for something green, focus on that thing, kind of pick out all the details on that thing, and now close your eyes. And while you're closing your eyes, what I want you to do is tell me something that was red in your field of vision. And while some of you may be able to do it because you've been in that place long enough to know what's there, if you were in a completely new place and you didn't expect this exercise, you would have no idea because your RAS deemed everything that was green as important, or even just the one thing that was green. And then once I said red, it was like, I have no idea because I wasn't paying attention to that. And so what gratitude does is it literally trains the RAS to pick up more on the good things that are happening to us, right? Because we may go through the day and there could be amazing things happening, but if we don't train the brain to look at them, we're not going to be able to even acknowledge them. Like, we're not even going to be able to realize that they're happening. So overall, like, when people start practicing gratitude, so many of them say, like, wow, this changed my life. Like, my life just weirdly got so much better. But it's not the fact that your life is actually improving. It's literally just your focus has changed. Your focus has improved and focus more on the good things and allowed you to focus more, which has allowed you to feel like there's more good things actually showing up. So if you practice gratitude on a daily basis over time, your overall quality of life is going to improve. The second benefit of gratitude that we're going to talk about is improving your relationships. Now, as human beings, we love being appreciated, right? Think of the last time someone showed appreciation for you. Maybe it was a note, maybe it was just a simple comment, I love you. You're awesome, you're so smart, maybe it was just like a compliment. But getting complimented or being appreciated feels good, right? It really feels good. So to kind of back this up, there is a 2014 study published by Emotion. And basically what this found was that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship, right? So just simply saying thank you to someone makes them more likely to continue that relationship with you. That's the power of gratitude. If you can show gratitude, not only just expressing it to yourself, but expressing it to other people, that is going to improve your relationships. You know, expressing your gratitude for someone by yourself is going to allow you to be more present with that person and appreciate that person more. And expressing it to that person is going to allow them to realize how much you appreciate them. And it's going to pull them out of their daily routine, kind of act as a pattern interrupt for them. So gratitude on a daily basis can also improve your relationships. The third thing that gratitude can actually do is it can improve your physical health. Now, this is really, really cool, right? Because with gratitude, a lot of the times we just think it's mental. We think that it's just, you know, it's all in the head. But the fact of the matter is this stuff is connected. And if you are more grateful in the mind, that actually shows itself in the body. So there is a 2012 study done, and it was published by Personality and Individual Differences. And basically what this showed was that grateful people experience fewer aches and pains and report feeling healthier a lot more than other people. Like, the simple act of just expressing gratitude can reduce aches and pains in your body. That's a crazy thought right there. And it can also help people report feeling healthier. Because if you're in that positive state of mind, right? I can't tell you how many times I've been in like a more negative state of mind, and it shows physically, like you're just tired, you're exhausted, like you don't want to do anything. But when you're in a great mood, you want to do everything, right? You want to go out, you want to meet people, you want to be happy, you want to experience new things. Like, being in that positive state is super, super helpful for your energy. And of course, through this, it's also helpful through your physical health as well. Now, to follow that up, the fourth benefit of gratitude, not only does gratitude help your physical health, but it helps your mental health as well. Now, there have been a lot of studies about this. There's honestly like a crazy amount of research on how gratitude helps your mental health. But there's this guy named Robert Emmons, who is a leading gratitude researcher. This guy literally dedicated his life to researching into how gratitude affects you. And basically, his study showed that gratitude increases happiness and reduces depression. Plain and simple. Simple as that. Another study in 2006, published in Behavior Research and Therapy, actually found that Vietnam War veterans with higher levels of gratitude experienced lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. What? The simple act of being grateful on a day-to-day basis can actually reduce the amount of PTSD. This stuff is crazy. The simple act, just this small exercise that takes a couple minutes a day, can allow you to drastically change your mental health. It increases happiness, it reduces depression. Like, this stuff is so, so, so powerful. And if you're not doing it, you need to ask yourself why. Why aren't you doing it right now? Is it time? Is it because you don't value it? If you have that answer, I need you to kind of really evaluate that. Is it a valid answer, or should you start implementing gratitude? So number four, gratitude improves mental health. Number five, and something that I am super, super pumped about because this is one of my big passions, is better sleep. So there's a 2011 study published by Applied Psychology Health and Well-Being. And what they found was that writing in a gratitude journal before bed actually improves the quality of your sleep. Crazy. Crazy. Because when you go to bed and you're in that positive mood, you're more relaxed, right? You're more relaxed. Your body's going to be able to go deeper. Whereas if you're stressed, you're producing those stress hormones and you're going to kind of stay in a more shallow level of sleep. So this one's super powerful too. Like, if you are in a stressed out state, if you find that it's difficult to fall asleep or you're sleeping a ton and you're still tired, try some gratitude at night. The sixth benefit of gratitude. Gratitude actually improves your self-esteem. Now, this is another really, really cool one. Like, if you are a person who is not confident in themselves, if you are a person who is consistently being harsh on yourself or really just find that you're always down because your standards are so high, gratitude can actually change that. So there's a 2014 study published by the Journal of Applied Sport Psychology, and it found that gratitude increased an athlete's self-esteem. And their increased self-esteem allowed them to perform better in their sport, right? Their literal level of performance changed because they were exercising gratitude. Along with that, there have been other studies that have shown that gratitude reduces social comparisons. And this is a huge one, right? With social media and with everyone kind of more focused on how they're being perceived by others and how their life stacks up to others, which, by the way, is unhealthy because no one's life that they broadcast online is exactly what it is. So you're missing out on a lot there. But the fact of the matter is, because I don't want to go on a tangent, gratitude can actually reduce social comparisons. So if you are the person who finds yourself consistently saying, well, why can't I be as smart as him or her? Or why can't I be as good looking as him or her? Or why can't I be as successful as him or her? Like, if you find yourself using these comparisons in a negative way, add some gratitude to your day. Like, be grateful for who you are now. I have this cool poster behind me that I think kind of summarizes that up, and it says, always grateful, never satisfied. And I think that that's a good mental attitude to have, because we're always going to want more in life, right? I don't think you ever should be satisfied with where you are. But if you are consistently striving for something more and not being grateful for where you are or who you are, you're not going to ever reach happiness, right? Because we're at this certain point in our life for a reason. We're going through these struggles for a reason. And if you discount that, and if you just kind of always focus on, no, I want to get here, I want to get here, I want to get to the next thing, to the next thing, you're never going to experience just full fulfillment. You're really going to be in that spot where you're just never grateful. You're never okay with where you are currently. So gratitude is really, really powerful in accepting who you are and just improving that self-esteem. So that is number 6. And finally, number 7, the 7th thing that gratitude can do for you is gratitude can actually increase your mental strength. Now, this is pretty cool, but there's a study done after the September 11th attacks, and they found that people who basically expressed gratitude were able to handle the situation a lot more. And I think from this, what the big kind of lesson is even when we're going through these bad times, even when times are tough, when we're stressed, when things aren't going right, if you can recognize all that you have to be thankful for, it basically creates a resilience, right? Because yeah, these bad things are happening, but it's not what you're focusing on. You're in a spot where, yeah, you're probably working to get out of those bad situations because it's not good to just turn a blind eye. But while you're doing this, you're also recognizing that good things are happening. You're not in the thought process of everything is bad, everything's terrible. You're actually moving forward and feeling good about it because you're happy of all the good things that are going on. So if you are in a spot where maybe you're just overly stressed, maybe you are going through something tough, now is more of a time than ever that you should be practicing gratitude. Like, seriously, if you are in that spot, you need to just start recognizing the things in your life that you can be thankful for. So those were the 7 benefits of gratitude. Again, to quickly recap, 1, it improves the overall quality of your life. 2, it improves your relationships. 3, it improves your physical health. 4, improves your mental health. 5, it'll give you better sleep. 6, it'll improve your self-esteem. And 7, it will increase your mental strength. All right, so there are a ton of more benefits, of course. There are so many different things because it is such a holistic topic that can change a lot of different areas. But I think after going through those 7, hopefully you're at a point where you do want to practice gratitude if you aren't already. And hopefully if you are practicing, you kind of want to take it to the next level, right? You want to level up that part of your life. So what I decided to do in this episode was kind of give you some gratitude exercises. There's one that I would really recommend, but there are a few that will help you. And basically, I also want to talk about ways to enhance this gratitude rather than just writing things down, checking it off the list, and then moving on with your life. So I guess I want to dive more into that topic now that I just brought it up. So gratitude shouldn't be something you need to check off your list, right? It shouldn't be, oh, it has these awesome benefits, now I have to do it. And you sit down and you do the gratitude exercise and you feel like it's some homework that you have to get done. And then when you're done, you're relieved and you move on with your day. It really shouldn't feel like something you have to do. Because if you approach it as a task rather than something you truly enjoy and are genuinely just doing out of enjoyment, you're not going to reap the benefits. Because with gratitude, intention is everything. If I list out 5 things I'm grateful for, but while I'm doing it, I am just in a bad mood, I'm focusing on something else, I just want to get it done, I'm not going to see any benefits. But if I take the time to literally sit in that gratitude, to thank a higher power or whoever you find solace in thanking, then the entire effects of these exercises change. Right? So you need to be intentional with this. And you really, really need to make sure that it is something that you enjoy doing. And you approach with the idea of this is something that I get to do rather than this is something I have to do. So with that being said, let's move into a couple exercises you can do. Number one is the one that I would most recommend. Basically, what you should do is write down 1 to 3 things you're grateful for and why. And that's the key part. So we write it down, first of all, because writing activates different parts of the brain and does more than just kind of thinking. Like, it has more of a lasting effect on you rather than just having a thought, because we have so many thoughts through the day. But taking some time to literally get a piece of paper, get a physical pen or pencil, and write it down has a major effect on the actual benefits that you see. So the point that we write the things we're grateful for and why is because when you write down why, you kind of dig more into that emotion, right? It's not just, oh, I'm thankful for my bed. You dig into, I'm thankful for my bed because I get a comfortable place where I can rest my head every night after a long day. It's a place where I can go to de-stress, to regenerate. It's comfy. It's a place I enjoy being. And when you speak about why or write down why, it activates different parts of the brain and it has more of an effect on you than just kind of listing out things and moving on with your day. So that's exercise number one. That is the one I would absolutely recommend that everyone does, whether that is in your morning routine, in your nighttime routine, or just throughout the day. I really would recommend doing it in the morning just to kind of set the tone for the day, but that's completely up to you. Exercise number two that you can do for gratitude is just writing down 3 things you're grateful for, right? So again, it's not as good as writing down why, but it is better than nothing. And when you hit that point, you do need to be careful with intention. Because if you are just writing down the things you're grateful for and not why, you can find yourself in that just going through the motions of writing them down, moving on with the day. And then finally, exercise number 3 for the person who is super, super busy, doesn't want to contribute a lot of time to this, even though I think you really should. But what you could do is just set a trigger moment and have that trigger moment allow the thought of gratitude. So if you are brushing your teeth in the morning, every single time you find yourself brushing your teeth, start counting things you're grateful for. Start thinking about all the different things that you can be thankful for in your life. And yes, it's not as good as writing it down. Yes, it's not as good as writing why. But again, it's better than nothing. It's something you can do if you are just moving quickly throughout the day and you want to fit some extra gratitude in. So those are the 3 exercises. I wanted to kind of give you some tips to enhance your experience with gratitude, some tips for not kind of recycling and for picking out some things that are different. I know that for me, one of my struggles when I started gratitude was I would find myself listing the same things over and over and over, right? I'm thankful for the people in my life, for my bed, for my place that I'm staying, and I would basically recycle those most days. But with this, I wanted to give some tips to help you through that. And again, I also wanted to give you some ways to enhance your experience. So I guess the first thing we'll cover is just ways to enhance the gratitude that you feel to kind of stop you from just writing the things down and then moving on with your day. So the first thing I'd recommend is picture your life without these things, right? If you are listing out, I'm thankful for my bed, picture your life without your bed for a second. Like, what would that be like? Like, what does having a bed allow you to have or to be or to feel in your life? Whereas if you didn't have a bed, what things would you have to experience, right? So picture it, literally picture your life. What would life be like without this thing? And that's going to kind of give you an appreciation for something that you already have and probably have had for a while. And then the second way to enhance is you can put a hand on your heart. Now, physical touch on your heart is basically a form of self-compassion. Our bodies kind of associate it with love and with tenderness. If you ever had a parent, of course, they had to be touching you at some point. So what that does is it's kind of a signal of just caring and love. And what holding your hand does on your heart is it puts you more in tune with your body and it allows you to actually feel that gratitude even more. So that's another cool little trick that you can do if you are already practicing gratitude and you want to enhance it. That's something I'd recommend. But with that being said, let's go into tips for not recycling. So this is kind of a cool little series of things that you can do to stay original with the things that you're practicing, so you're not recycling the same things over and over. So number one, what I'd recommend is go through your senses. So literally go through, what can I see that I appreciate? What can I hear that I can be grateful for? What can I feel? What can I touch? What can I smell? Like, all our senses can pick these things up. And when you kind of zone in on each one, it allows you to pick out different things, right? So rather than just saying, oh, my bed, because that's in front of me, maybe I can switch over to what can I feel, right? And that gives me the opportunity. I'm appreciative for just having the ability to feel. I'm appreciative for having a stress ball that allows me to calm down. I'm appreciative of having a warm cup of coffee in my hand and feeling that. Like, it's really getting original with this stuff, really tuning into your senses and kind of making it a game. Like, what can I find? Like, what can I be grateful for that I kind of take for granted right now? The second thing I could recommend is a little challenge. It's for the people who are probably gratitude experts. So what I'd recommend is you actually pick a bad experience, pick something that you've been through that maybe stresses you out or you aren't happy about, and try to find the good that came from it, right? So right now on the surface level, you may be looking at an experience and saying, that was all bad, that was stressful. But maybe if you go back and you say, well, what did I learn from it? What did that lesson allow me to do for the rest of my life? What good thing came from that experience? Like, who did I become that allowed me to achieve something else? If we can go back and we can kind of twist these bad or traumatic experiences into good things, that can not only allow as like a quick gratitude exercise, but that can change our attitude about an entire situation and literally change the way we act moving forward. So that's another powerful thing you can do. And then the third thing, if you are really looking to just kind of vary the things that you list out every single day, if you're picking three things, try to pick one thing that's really, really small, something you don't think about. Try to pick one thing that's really, really big, something that you're kind of aware of and you're super grateful for. And then try to pick one experience, right? One thing you went through that you can be thankful for. So guys and girls, that is gratitude. That is something that has literally the potential to change your entire life. I can't even express how much the way that I think has changed since I started practicing gratitude. And if you're not using this, I really, really recommend. Like, all you have to do is set your alarm 3 minutes earlier and just do it in the morning when you wake up. Or just do it after your morning routine is done to start your day. Like, including this one simple aspect to your day can change the entire outlook of just your life, of what you do. And I think one of the most intriguing things about gratitude that kind of pulled me in when I first learned about it, I think it was like 2 years ago at this point, was just looking at all these successful people. And the majority of successful people who kind of put themselves online, right, who have podcasts, who have books, who are influencers on social media, like whatever the case may be, the majority of them preach gratitude. And that was something that was really powerful for me. It was like, okay, I want to model these successful people because they are the ones who are happy. They are the ones who are making money. They are making an impact. They're helping people change their lives. And if they're doing an exercise as simple as this, why shouldn't I? Like, I definitely should. So that's something that's a little interesting. I really think this is something you should look more into if it is intriguing your interest. If it sounds like something you should add to your daily routine, I definitely recommend you do. But with that being said, that is Gratitude 101. I appreciate you for being here. As a quick reminder, make sure to check the show notes for the Energy ebook. Also check the show notes to check out the Peak Performance Masterclass. And also leave a rating and review on iTunes if you love the show. So I appreciate you so much for being here. Start implementing that gratitude. Start seeing some amazing changes in your attitude and in your life. And as always, keep killing it. And I'll talk to you next time.